But the first lifeboat service that I mind was in 1898, when they rescued the ship, the Manchester City. You've maybe heard about that. And I have the piece of poetry about it.
Oh, what's it?
Would you like to see it?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, I have it here. And this was written by the late Captain Robertson. He was master of the St. Ola at that time. I mind it fine. I would be about 6 years old. But I mind it was broken down off down at head, and I can mind it was at night on Halloween.
Was it a coarse night?
Oh, yes, it was a coarse night. And my brother was in the cradle in that day. So that's a good while ago.
Do you mind seeing the men gone out?
Yes, I remember seeing them when they came back. I think they were, you see, they had to put a pilot on board to take her round to some shelter on the Caithness case. I think it was Sinclair Bay they took her round to. And they put a pilot on board, and they only came back to Longhope. I think it was the second day when I can remember seeing the mail come on and the boat come on back into Longhope.
Oh, what happened to the Manchester City?
Well, she would be towed later. She was never wrecked, you see. They saved the ship and cargo and all, and they got a lot of money, I forget. Was it how many a crew was? They got, I think it was £140 each. And that was a lot of money in that days.
What way had the ship been in trouble?
Well, our steering gear had broken down in the Pentland Firth.
It didn't actually say much about the boat it's sailing this. It just is speaking about the stout fella, you see it?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then this is the, that's the poetry that was made up.
Can you read it?
Yes. They are no fancy regiment of a spick and span brigade. They wear no brilliant uniform to march them on parade. No paper drum to cheer them on when sicker work's to do. 'Tis the music of the tempest song leads on the lifeboat crew. For the lifeboat men are sea dogs of many a stubborn fight. They have faced the stormy Pentland in its majesty and might. When the roaring race of Turnus shows fight to the northwest, and every greenback roller has a white-flecked foaming crest. A sickly moon is waning across the murky left, watching bleak October's dying grasp and shrift. A helpless bark was drifting down on a stormy lee, and over all was roaring the anthem of the sea. By Hoy's grim, rugged headland, through breakers, drift and foam, battling with the tempest, the lifeboat struggles on, and bravely are they striving, for down upon the lee, there are urgent signals flying, there is trouble on the sea. Stand by there, lads, for boarding, we must keep her on the track, by Stroma's swirling swilky, past scary rock and stack. While the surge sings on your beaches mighty ocean's glorious hymns, remember, aye, remember, lads, that ye are men of brims. Let us cheer the Aethop lifeboat and all her noble band. They have shed a brilliant luster upon their native land. In days when they and I are gone, 'twill be a household tale how the men of Brims crossed Turnus race in that October gale. It was dark. We could see the lights, you see, the signals.